So when we look at cancer incidence, and this essentially was over two time periods, the time period of the study when women were having MRI screening, and then the follow-up period when we had women flagged on the cancer registry. And what you will see is essentially a lead time bias while they're receiving MRI, and when MRI is withdrawn for the vast majority of these women, the cancer incidence goes back down again. So you see a lead time bias and then a catch-up period when you're not seeing the cancers which would otherwise have appeared normally in that period. So for the BRCA1 group at entry, you see very high, so 3.7%, 37 per thousand in study period. Again, BRCA2 very high. The 4-plus family history group, so these are women who haven't been tested or from families that haven't been tested, again, easily qualifying on the 1% or 10 per thousand rule. P53, again, easily qualifying. And overall, the eligible families had much higher incidence rates, as you might expect, than the ineligible families. But actually, the ineligible families in study period almost got there in terms of their cancer incidence.